the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. I'm here with Sherry Kane on the Big Island of Hawaii. We bring you the worst of the worst news and the best of the best news every Tuesday night, midnight on the East Coast and 9 o'clock Pacific time. It's 6 o'clock here in beautiful Hawaii. Hope that you're enjoying yourself wherever you are and you're staying healthy and well. Sherry, hey, welcome to the Inside Hour.
Hi, welcome to the Inside Hour, Len.
Thanks. You know, we typically have an invocation from Reverend Roxy Hampton, and she's going to be joining us, I suspect, sometime during the hour. And so why don't you say something? Why don't you give us a little bit of your introduction, Sherry, and then maybe what I'll do is I'll give a little prayer for everybody out there.
Well, let's talk about what's going on right now. We're here and we are working with RJ and her partner Sativa on a great project such as the We Are Change episodes.
We Are Change.
Right, and They're really great. We did one and we're going to be working with them. So we want, if people are out here in Hawaii, maybe they can tune in to that show, which is a great, it's great to see what we're doing.
It's a cable program that's really rocking the Big Island of Hawaii, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's very innovative and different than what you'll see on mainstream TV. So that's always a plus. And
yeah, so anyway, thanks for joining us, folks, on the Inside Hour. If you are in Hawaii and you have cable access, tune in to We Are Change with Reverend Roxy Hampton and Sherry Kane, and I joined Reverend Roxy this week on the program, and it was a very, very interesting program with an elder by the name of Kimo. Isn't that right, Sherry?
Yes, Kimo Iwa, and we did an episode with him. It was really great. And then we're going to do a lot of local community episodes, and I'm going to do a cooking show.
Wow.
It's going to be pretty interesting. So
now, some of this is going to be available on YouTube for free download for everybody, right?
Yeah, that's right.
When do you expect that to happen?
It should be available, well, probably for YouTube, well, as soon as I can get it up there. So it's a few little projects in the way, and hopefully I'll have it up there by this weekend.
Oh, well, that'd be wonderful. So I think, folks, you're going to really greatly appreciate our brother Kimo here on the Big Island, who's going to be really blessing everyone with some real wisdom. You know, it's the ancient Hawaiians and the ancient Hebrews are very, very connected. And let's talk about some of that tonight and why it is that we're here on the Big Island and how it relates to what's happening in the world, particularly on the what we call the Madland, you know, the mainland USA. We call on the Big Island of Hawaii, most people call the mainland the Madland, and certainly living up to that reputation in recent days. Anyway, let me say a little prayer for everyone. Everyone listening tonight on bbsradio.com and affiliate stations, if you would kindly join us in prayer. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. We thank you for all of the things that you're constantly providing, from the air that we breathe that brings your energy, your electron flow, your carrier waves of divinity to bless humanity maximally. We thank you for the air, for the prana, for the breath of life. We thank you for the water, your part of you that is such amazing universal solvent that solves all the pollution, solves all the problems. The universal solvent water, we thank you for that 80% of our bodies that reflects part of your divinity as it was in the very beginning in Genesis. We thank you for your water. We thank you for all of the land that brings us the elements, that brings us the other 20% of our bodies and fills our Holy Spirit-filled temples with vibrations that flow through the water, that flood every cell, tissue, body, organ, and organ system with your divine vibrations so that we're uplifted in your magic and magnificence. We praise you for your glory. We praise you for your sustenance. We praise you for your healing. And we praise you for your evolution of we the people as we grow into being all that we can be in your divine ecstasy. We praise you for delivering us from the lunacy and the hypocrisy of Babylon as it's crashing. We praise you for the protection of the angels. And we praise you for the technology to advance our relationship with you, prayer and faith. We praise you for the faith in our hearts and the heartfelt loving intention to keep ourselves and our families and loved ones and our friends healthy and safe during this challenging time in history. We praise you for all of the ways in which you guide us as our steps are ordered by you as we walk a righteous path. We thank you and praise you for delivering us from evil despite us walking through this insanity and Babylon's demise. We praise you as we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, fearing nothing because we know that you are with us completely, totally, absolutely, eternally. And we praise you for our friends and our loved ones and our family that have come to you and come to enjoy and celebrate you in our lives, that we praise you for bringing us together with our family, our mishpocha. In Hawaii, it's called the Ohana. We thank you for the family, the Aloha Ohana, the loving family. We thank you for this family, Heavenly Creator, and we praise you for keeping our family safe and secure during this challenging period. I guess in Yeshua's blessed name, I celebrate you. And in Yeshua's name, I praise you. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful prayer, Dr. Horowitz.
Well, thank you, Sherry. It's really heartfelt, and I really greatly appreciate you and all the people that work with us. Let's give thanks also to our sponsors for tonight. You want to do that, or you want me to?
Well, I can do it. It doesn't matter.
All right.
And we want to thank Healthy World Store. And we want to thank Healthy World Affiliates. If you haven't signed up with Healthy World Affiliates, then you can do that by going to healthyworldaffiliates.com. Healthy World Store is healthyworldstore.com. And it has a lot of the top products on Healthy World Store that you can get at a great discount. And you get commission checks by referring people to your personal link when you sign up as an affiliate. So it's very easy to do. We have videos on there that explains how to do that. And also want to thank 528records.com.
Oh, yeah. How's i528tunes.com doing?
It's doing well. We're promoting it, and not as much as we want to be promoting it, but because we're just starting out. So if you haven't been to 528 Records, definitely go there and check it out. You can take all of your music, you can upload it, and then transpose it into the powerful, beautiful frequency of the 528, which is the color of nature and harmony. And Dr. Horowitz has pioneered the 528 Hydrosonics. So you can go to hydrosonics.com.
Nope, that's hydrosonics.org.
Hydrosonics.org. Sorry about that.
That's right.
And you can go to love528.com to read more about the 528 frequency, which I just want to tell you, I'm getting a lot of emails from people that are trying to, you know, say, well, why is that frequency better than other frequencies? And there's people that are actually coming forward, and a lot of them are Asian provocateurs that are out there to try and discredit the 528 frequency, because from all the research that you did and all the research that the other scientists and people have been doing that you have received lately, you know that the 528 frequency is actually what you think it is, which is exactly what the botanical world is about, and it is the sound and frequency of love and healing. And that's why these people will try to come down on you and come against that, because that's not really what they want. That's against their war. It's bringing peace on earth, and that is what ultimately it will do once you spread that vibration out there. And that's not in their agenda, the New World Order agenda. So thank you so much, Dr. Horowitz, for that research and bringing that forward to let the masses of people know, little by little, how we can all be living in peace and harmony.
Well, thank you, Sherry. You know, that's true. We have, you know, folks, we get a lot of love mail. We get a lot of actual hate mail, too. We get mostly, I mean, it's probably 9 out of 10 where we get thank you letters that are so kind and wonderful, and we have people that tell us they're praying for us and to keep it up, and that is wonderful. And we ask you to keep those wonderful, those letters and emails coming in. And we also ask you to pray for us in protecting us and being able to continue this magnificent project, really. It amounts to the 528loverevolution.com. And when you look at i528tunes.com or 528records.com, or if you're a musician and you really want to study up on what it is that we're doing, you can actually go to love528.com, and that will bring you to much of the realizations, not necessarily all, but you have to think about how evil or how stupid people are. Even the agent provocateurs, you've got to think about CIA, FBI, the Church of Set, Church of Satan, devil doers that we have over the last month exposed. And those people include Dr. Trua, Timothy Patrick White, astonishingly, someone I considered a friend and a colleague that I can't even believe is part of this group. His name is Ted Gunderson. And it comes to where we didn't even realize that our organizations, our Patriot Movement, had been infiltrated by these people. And yet those people have been engaged with Greg Szymanski and Benjamin Fulford, and those people have issued an assassination plot, and they have framed me in a murder of Edward Harley, and they have forged documents, and they have created defamations and a degrading of Dr. Leonard Horowitz through their creation of this myth that I'm a Knights of Malta member.
And what's interesting about them, I have to add, is that these people have been around for a while. They've been around for a long time, and they've been out circulating within the alternative movements, the 9/11 Truth movement, the alternative medicine movement, all the alternative movements, the UFO movement. They're all out there in all of these movements, and what they're doing is creating disinformation, confusing people. Now, I believe that we are really the first people, or maybe the people with the loudest voices, or the people that had enough guts with the loudest voices. It was probably a combination of those that actually brought it to the public ear, where they now know the names of these people. And whenever any of these people's names come up in the future, they're completely revealed for who they are.
Yeah.
And they won't be messing around with people the same way anymore, since we've revealed who they are. And that's my complete... It might be a theory, but I believe that's complete truth. That's really what came out of this.
Yeah, and I brought it up not to dwell on the negative or give any energy to these real satanic, stupid people. But you've got to be really, really stupid to A, attack me, and B, try to discredit my work, such as 528. And number one, it's really stupid for you to try to attack and destroy me. The best that you can do is martyr me. The best that you can do is show yourself to be complete idiots and total Satanists by assassinating Dr. Leonard Horowitz, God forbid, of course. But the reality is, if you do that, you're just going to bring global increase, dramatic increase in attention to all the great works. And if you shall know them by the fruit. How many of these people can claim to have helped save hundreds of thousands of children and families from vaccination?
Very few, Dr. Horowitz. You're one of the very few.
Yeah, so that's the beginning. And then let's talk for a minute about 528. Why is it that of all the things that I could be doing in my latter years, the Creator's got me, and I'm thrilled and honored and humbled to celebrate working on this project where we're really bringing 528 instrument tuning, vocal tuning, music transposition, a whole 528 love revolution to the world? Why would I be spending my time? I've got a million things that I could do. If it was so stupid, so foolish, so wrong, so unscientific, so unproven by mathematics, the fact is, I wouldn't be wasting my time. In fact, let me just tell you folks, one of the things that we implemented this week, just so that you know, this is not about the money. Frankly, I'll be real clear and honest with you. I would love to be able to steward the massive transformation of wealth held up by the wicked for the meek, for the loving. And that's really what 528 Love Revolution is about. I would love to be your steward, the Creator's steward, in managing the money, because God knows I would handle it a lot better than what Barack Obama is currently doing. If you read the newspaper today, you realize that every dollar that we spend here in America, the gross national product in totality, we're actually spending $1.10. For every dollar, we're spending more than 10% more than what we've got. Now, you continue that as it's been continuing. It's a recipe for disaster.
And somebody needs to revoke that license to print. That's all I can say.
Well, you know, if they stop printing money and they stop creating these fraudulent bills and stop selling America out to any other country that has the money, such as China, to purchase it, and now you look at what is America providing the world, but military weapons. This was also in today's newspaper, where you begin to realize we're about to sell Saudi Arabia. Now, get this. We're supposed to be, allied. According to the Greg Zemanskys of the world and the Dr. Truats and all of these people who are claiming that this is a Zionist conspiracy, right? Here we are, United States of America is giving money, $60 billion worth of selling $60 billion worth of arms to our partners in Saudi Arabia, which you understand are intimately connected to the Bush family. You know, you got a whole destabilization, allegedly stabilization of the military arsenals in the Middle East to fend off against Iran allegedly developing nuclear capabilities and advanced weaponry. All of this is a complete ridiculous fraud when you come to realize that we're dealing with the Church of Satan, number one. So whether you call yourself a Jew or you're not, or a Christian or are not, or a Muslim or not, if you're engaged with the Church of Satan, you're really neither, you're none of the above. And frankly, the whole Zionist or this concept of a Jew world order is just one more counterintelligence way to divide the people, to conquer the flock, to keep we the people fighting amongst ourselves, to keep rationalizing and justifying not only terrorism, but war based on terrorist attacks. This is the agenda. And so you've got to realize, folks, if you hear a radio talk show host talking about Zionists are behind the New World Order, or the Muslims are doing this to us, or even the Vatican Jesuits are doing this to us, you've got to realize these people are either stupid or they're counterintelligence propagandists who are literally paid to create hate instead of love in the world.
Right.
So that's number one. Now, let's take a look at 528. Why do I claim? And this is a thesis. I'm going to tell you up front. I'll tell you what is true, what is factual, what we know, what we don't know, what we're speculating, and what, in essence, is theory. I'm going to tell you right now, it is a thesis, a theory, that 528 is the love vibration. It's a theory that's based on a lot of evidence, and I'll begin to share some of it. But the 528 love revolution is based primarily on all of substantial evidence that says that if we look at nature and we look at what is sustaining and healing in nature, we've got to simply look around us and see that the color of grass is greenish yellow. And that vibration, that color, is 528 hertz frequency. Now, according to many sound scientists, we're not only looking at the color spectrum of light being the center of, or the heart of it, being 528 hertz frequency. According to many sound experts, 528 is about the center of the sound spectrum as well, although there's audible and inaudible ranges of sound, and from that analysis, then you begin to realize 528 is extremely special. Now you've got to also integrate the mathematical proofs that 528 is beyond special. It is fundamental to every structure in the physical universe. All of the structures in the physical universe, like a snowflake, like a six-sided hexagonal-shaped ring, like that of a honeycomb, the bee pattern that gets created in a honeycomb, or how about the carbon-6 organic chemistry ring that all of life is based on. The molecule chlorophyll that gives us that pigment, greenish-yellow, that is not only the most energizing and productive of all, re-energizing, of all of the pigments. In other words, it receives from the sunlight electron energy, and it transforms that electron energy, that light from the sun, into oxygen. It is the most oxygenating of all of the pigments, and it oxygen delivers that energy from the sun. That's why the name for the Creator in the Bible, Yahovah, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, literally translated means to breathe is to exist. The carrier of life is the chlorophyll or the hemoglobin molecule that are very, very similar, close to identical, and that those two structures carry the energy of life. And this oxygen element and the concept of H2O being part of the triune God, water, if you go back to Genesis 1:1 and 1:2, water is part of the triune God. Because before there was the Word in the Bible, or even before there was the Holy Spirit mentioned in the Bible, you had the frequency, and you had this understanding of vibrational essence of the Word and Holy Spirit on water. So water is part of the triune God. It was there from the very beginning when the Creator sourced the Word, sourced the Spirit, and that spirit hovered over the face of the water, divided the water from the water, into which the sound frequency vibration was placed, said, let there be light, and out popped the sun. Now, your body is about 80% water. That means 80% of you is part of the triune God. So it really doesn't matter whether you're a Jew or a Christian or a Muslim. You are carrying in your Holy Spirit-filled temple 80% of the triune God. And we've got to begin to recognize that simple truth is essential in understanding communion, divine-human communion, communication between you and I, verbally and non-verbally. Non-verbal communication is about 70% of communication. What you hear, if you don't see the person, you can't see their eyes, you can't see their facial expressions, you can't see their hand expressions, and you can't feel their heart, then you really don't have good communication with that person. This concept of communication, divine-human communion, and then community is extremely important if we're evolving into a love family. In the Aloha Ohana family, where we love each other, where we respect each other, where we have a different paradigm instead of fearing each other, instead of going to war with each other, from petty little things to really horrible things, such as the 9/11 demolitions, inside job terrorist attacks, they called it. The fact of the matter is we can change the paradigm by simply looking at the simplest of all truths. That includes this understanding of 528. The vibration of greenish-yellow is 528. When a dog gets sick or horse or cattle become ill, you watch them, how they heal themselves. They don't go to medical deities. They don't pop magic pills to cure their ills. They go and eat grass. When you go to the Gerson Institute or you go to any of the top alternative medicine groups, organizations, health spas, you come out here to Hawaii, what do we have you do? You juice fast. You wheatgrass. you do wheatgrass juices, you do green harvest fruit smoothies, you do all of this that brings, that delivers this green chlorophyll energy, 528 healing vibration into your body water, which then vibrates, resonates. Water is a liquid crystal superconductor. It is the creative juice. It is the universal solvent. Do, re, mi, fa, sol. Solve pollute in Latin. Solve the problem. Solve the pollution. Water is the universal solvent. So when you now take in to your body water a vibration of 528 hertz, whether you're playing the 528 harp, the little instrument that the tuning fork instrument that you can chime and you can listen to it, you can wave it over your heart, you can wave it around your head, it shifts your energy instantly. You begin to feel what it feels like to be in harmony with divinity, harmony with nature, because divine human and divine biology, communion, divine communion, I mean, the source of everything is the Creator. The source of sustenance is the Creator's messages and love. Now, if you were to ask yourself, where in your body is love mostly based? Most people would say it's in their hearts. And then you have to say, as above, so below. What's true for the macrocosm is true for the microscopic realm. And in mathematics, we now have proof of that. We have proof that everything is scaled according to math. And that it was Nikola Tesla who said that the people, the students, should understand the powers of the threes, sixes, and nines. And if people simply understood the power in those three numbers, we would have a completely different universe. And when Tesla, and by the way, there's a Tesla Tech conference coming up. You can go online to teslatech.com and get information about the upcoming conference. I know mathematician Marco Rodin is going to be lecturing there. Steve is organizing it again. I heard from one of their organizers, Leia, today, that they're going to be having a wonderful time. And so think about Tesla. Tesla learned. Tesla's the guy who's responsible for creating alternate current, AC, alternating current, which is your electricity. This is the guy that also really developed the radio. Then Marconi stole the concept. This is the guy who was really persecuted and condemned for developing free energy, free electricity. So his mentors were Plato, Pythagoras, Aristotle, Vitruvius, Da Vinci. And all of those guys, if you study my work called Love, the real Da Vinci Code, you'll realize that those numbers down there, the 369s, were part of their set of special numbers that included eights. So 369s and eights are extremely special according to these people, the world's most brilliant geniuses of all time, the world's greatest mathematicians of all time. Music is based on math. So really this is about musically celebrating, serenading reality into existence, including your body. That DNA, we now know through the study of electrogenetics, that DNA is a spiral. It's like an antenna. It receives and transmits sound signals and light signals. The scientists call that photons and phonons. For intercellular communication, they send those phonons and photons out, and that's how the cells communicate, through vibrations of sound and light. And so the understanding of that, we understand then that the DNA is actually an antenna to the Creator, that we're being sung into existence at every moment. And if you consider in your heart, as above, so below, where would it be if you're created in God's image? Where would 528 or love resonate? It would, of course, be at the heart of the Creator. And it would, therefore, be the heart of everything. And so it is. 528 is the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It's the heart of the rainbow. When you look at the rainbow, at the heart of the rainbow is greenish-yellow. That's 528. When you now take Victor Showell's brilliant work, his mathematical analysis of the Saqqara pyramids and the way that the pyramids in Egypt were laid out cosmologically so that they would be in a certain orientation to the stars, and you begin to do an in-depth mathematical analysis and then looking into, is there anything special about 528? When you begin that mathematical analysis, and lo and behold, you realize that 528 is fundamental to all of it. It's fundamental to the number of days in a year. It's fundamental to the number of feet in a mile. It's fundamental to everything in the physical universe that has now been proven to be scaled based on the threes, sixes, and nines. And this is Hartmut Müller. He's a Russian space-time physicist. He proved the same thing that Tesla knew, that the great Da Vinci knew. He knew that the threes, sixes, and nines, and he showed that everything, whether you're talking about the planets or an atom, as above, so below, it's all scaled with 528 at the heart of its creative design. In other words, there is a mathematical matrix of the universe, or a musical mathematical matrix to the universe. And if you are engaged in religious theology and you understand as a Judeo-Christian, my heart is fully appreciative of righteousness, which means right standingness, which means you're not violating a law. The law of the universe is based on math. One and one is always two, unless you're Obama or a liar and a cheat. Math never lies. And this concept that we can live in harmony, in righteousness, on the big island of Hawaii, if you were to tune into this wonderful show that We Are Change produced this past week with this elder, Timo, who I pray that you'll have an opportunity to enjoy his magnificent presentation coming up on YouTube. But the concept in Hawaii, in the ancient tradition of the Hawaiian culture, is that righteousness is called pono. It is one of the most fundamental, most important theologies in ancient Hawaiian theology. We must live our lives in righteousness or in pono with the way, with the aina, with the land, with the water, with the air. In other words, with the Creator. And all of the way that nature has been created and sourced vibrates mathematically, musically, from the heart of the Creator, which, based on all of the evidence, and there's a lot more that I haven't even articulated, that we could go on and on. You know, we could talk about Marco Rodin. I mentioned him. He's going to be up at the upcoming Tesla conference. Marco Rodin has a very simple, almost childlike way to analyze complex mathematical formulas and patterns in math, from which he derived the structure of the universe that's been confirmed by other physicists, other mathematicians. The structure of the universe is a double toroid. When you consider Rodin's first efforts, initial efforts to prove this, you can begin to see that DNA is actually structured based on the simplest mathematical pattern that Rodin calls the infinity pattern. There's that. Now, this concept of 528, look at the numbers, add the numbers, because there's only nine numbers in the universe, 1 through 9. 10 is actually a man-made concept. There are no zeros in the Creator's mathematical scale or musical scale. Zeros are placeholders. And so the number 528 is actually a 6. It comes down to a 6, where 5 plus 2 is 7, plus 8 is 15, and then 1 plus 5 is 6. So you're looking at the third note, do, re, mi, ut, re, mi. And by the way, that's where we originally, where yours truly first became aware of 528, was by Dr. Joseph Palaio's discovery based on a visitation, he claimed, and I believe him, by Jesus and an angel, came and revealed back in 1998 the original musical scale in the Book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 83. And there you see, if you do the analysis, just like I just did with 528, reducing the verse numbers to the single-digit integer, you'll see every six verses the numbers 528 appear in the third place, in the third note. The first note is 396, the second one is 417, the third one is 528. So it was do, re, mi, or ut, re, mi. The mi stands for mira gestorum in Latin, or miracles in English. So 528 was delivered to this planet, to Dr. Joseph Palaio in 1998, even though it was secreted by the ancient Levitical priests who got that information through their secret societies. They were involved in alchemy. They based their knowledge on the pre-existing civilizations that were far superior in understanding mathematics and cosmology. And they buried that frequency of 528 along with the other six tones of the original solfeggio musical scale. They buried it in the Bible when they translated the original Torah into the Greek Septuagint, and they instilled the verse numbers to the Bible. So that's how I first became aware of it. Now, if you understand, it's the third note, mira gestorum, it's the miracle note of the universe. Miracle note of the universe. What is the miraculous healer? Love. What is the message of the Messiah? Love. Above all, if you're talking righteousness, how do you live a righteous existence? Above all else, said Jesus, you love the Creator with all your heart, soul, and might, and you love your neighbor as you love yourself. So it's all about love. Everything is really, it comes down to love. And if you're studying the scholar named Rumi, he has written volumes and volumes about, and I think he's Afghani, where volumes and volumes and volumes are written about how important love is. So that's why Dr. Leonard Horowitz is being targeted now, because the message that I'm sharing is so simple and so profoundly powerful. It has the capacity to shift our paradigm into peace on earth, whereas currently Babylon is falling, and this is a last act currently you're witnessing, where those who are living righteously and with full faith and trust in harmony with divinity instead of opposition or fear, suddenly you realize our protection comes from a higher realm. Our sustenance, our entire reality comes from the heart of the Creator with love. And so this is why it is that there are so many people. I mean, this past couple weeks, I've had Dan Winter attack me. Dan Winter is supposedly an ace mathematician and a very advanced scholar in the field of consciousness and mathematical music. Why would Dan Winter suddenly come out and begin, after all these years, I was his friend, I supported him, I gave him free advertising for Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, we did 2 years ago. Why suddenly would this man come out and start attacking me on the internet? It comes down to this. We are now witnessing, you know, the wheat and the chaff. We're separating the people who are real pure-hearted truth tellers and seekers and lovers from those who have a different agenda, in either an egoic agenda or a satanic agenda. Both of those are really stupid agendas. And so those people who you know, really have the bizarre gall to come up against me and to do what they're doing or what they're trying to do to discredit me or to try to discredit 528 hertz frequency as being fundamental to everything. These people are brain dead or they have an agenda. And so it's really simple today to see what's going on. You don't need to be a rocket scientist. All you need to do is have some sense of discernment, some sense of love in your own heart, and some basic, some common sense understanding of where we are currently geopolitically, economically, as we are moving now into either total peace on earth and freedom or enslavement. Total fascism, complete dumbing down, manipulation, genetic retardation of the human population along with everything of nature. That's what it is we're looking at, and that's the choice before us. And I think I'm clear I've made the choice, and I'm clear most of you folks listening tonight on the Insight Hour on BBS Radio have likewise made the choice. But there's a whole world out there that hasn't made the choice. Sherry, I apologize for manipulating the whole time, but I hope that that was beneficial for the listeners. And you want to add any comment to that, please?
Well, it was great. I mean, thank you so much for sharing that information. And, you know, you're always, you know, inspirational to everybody. And what those people have done to you has stemmed from not only partly being called to do their job, which is working for the COINTELPRO operations of the CIA, but also there is a lot of jealousy that went on in there because you are somebody who is an authority on knowledge about the dangers of vaccinations and also the good news, which is the 528, along with so much other knowledge that you have. And for people, that's not in their calling. It's not what they have in their, what they're supposed to bring to humanity. So think about that, about those people that had a calling to be part of the COINTEL operations of the CIA to go and discredit other people and bring them down. So you really have a divine calling on you. And so that's important for people to know that, you know, it's happening not because of any of the person that you, that people may perceive you as being. It's happening because you have a strong calling on you, and that is to really help bring peace to Earth. Be one of the people out there that is going to pioneer all of the things you're doing to create peace, but also enlighten people to the truth. And the fact is that you have to enlighten them to the bad news before they can open up their eyes to the good news, and you are called to do both. Some people are just called to do one, talk about the bad news or talk about the good news. And you have this calling to have to do both. And so that creates a division among people who really enjoy listening to you and also watching your work and people that are your fans out there. So they have to know that you are one of the few that have to deal with both sides of it. And that's really a hard position to have to take, and I commend you for that.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, Well, in some sense it's hard, and in other sense it's not hard at all. It's just kind of like really easy because I don't really want to assert my own agenda. And so typically when I am assigned to do things, I'm assigned by the Creator or I'm assigned by angels, or I try to listen with all of my being to the instructions, what it is that I'm supposed to be doing next. And those instructions have taken me into the realm of the bad news, and they've also taken me into the realm of the great news. And I can tell you, I mean, it's been a very challenging month for me, you know, coming to discover that there's an assassination plot on my life, and coming to realize that people who I considered friends and colleagues and good people were suddenly involved in the Church of Satan, involved in counterintelligence. I mean, like, shocking revelation I've been through this past month. And I can tell you that I've gone through some depression and real upset, and I want to thank Gary Goldman out there. Gary, if you're listening, I love you very much. You sent me an email just yesterday as I was dealing with this very painful you know, sadness that Babylon, as it's falling, and all of the people who have attached themselves to demonic spirits or demonic ideas or false beliefs and fear-based messaging, that as Babylon falls, what a joy it is that all of those people that are hanging on to that which is false are finding themselves totally upset, totally depressed, engaged in trying to hold their false world together. And as the people in my life, even around me, our family is going through it, our friends are going through it, you can't help but go through the economic collapse and the creation of complete fascism in America without realizing that it's taking its toll on us emotionally and even physically. Clearly, spiritually is where it's at. We've got to rely on spirituality and this fundamental sustenance. But the concept of it being easy, it ain't. It is not easy. It's not going to be easy for any one of us, whether you're a scholar or a prophet or an average person or even a simpleton. It is going to be challenging. If you're holding on to false attitudes, false beliefs, egocentrism, where you got to have it your way and you're going to have this meal when you want it and you're going to have this gasoline when you want it, and you're going to attach yourself to all of these really shallow items that we have attached the quality of our lives. We identify with either what we have, such as the number of Mercedes Benzes we drive or television sets. We identify with what we do, the work that we do, the job that we do. When you read the newspaper today, they're laying off 500,000 people in Cuba. 500,000 people this week were laid off of the government of Cuba. And it's coming here too, to America. Basically, if you've identified with anything but God, you're in trouble. And so, personally, I've had a lot of letting go myself to deal with, and it's been a challenge. I want to thank Gary Goldman for sending me the most magnificent email, probably one of the most magnificent, timely emails I've ever received from anyone. For those who don't know who Gary Goldman is, he was the editor-in-chief of Medical Veritas Journal. And you can go to, right now, medicalveritas.org, and you can see that Find Online journal now. And I have the privilege of being the editor, the current editor. So Gary Goldman is my associate editor. And Gary sent me this beautiful email that dealt with Bible verses that reinstills faith and a complete understanding of what yours truly is going through and what you are going through out there. If you need to have some kind of like support, look at what King Solomon wrote in Ephesians. Look at what the Psalms are written by David, and look at what the view towards this concept of attaching yourself and valuing anything other than your source of sustenance, spiritual, your Creator. And you'll realize that we are not alone, that we're all going through this together, that our great ancestors, the people who literally created the celebrations in the Bible and the Bible verses that we hold to because we see the wisdom in it, and that history repeats itself, and that right now was what's happening right now with Babylon's fall, with the economic collapse, with the globalization, with the wars, World War III pending against China and Iran and Russia versus the United States and allies, you begin to realize it's all prophesied. We're fulfilling prophecy, and the wisest ones who wrote the Bible, or at least much of the Bible, they told us how to sustain ourselves and what kind of an attitude we should be taking on at this urgent time in history. I think that it was such a blessing to receive that from Gary. So, Gary, I love you out there. Thanks very much. Sherry, go ahead. Oh, jeez. I think she stepped away.
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
So, yes, Gary's a great guy, and actually, I mean, so happy that we're working with Medical Veritas right now, because it's really going to be a great, it's going to be great opportunity for us to really get the news out there and on a more, on a larger basis, on a, and also on a more, how should they say, for you, especially as a doctor, it's going to be great for you to get out to all the other doctors the news, the latest news. So I think it's a great journal that you're actually overseeing now.
Yeah, you know, I want to tell people, if you go to medicalveritas.org, the front page article deals with a very, very important issue, of course, vaccinations, and they're coming back now. Now where they're just starting to gear up. You probably read the past week the healthcare professional organization, American Academy for Pediatric Physicians. And this is the lion's den for vaccinology. The American Academy for Pediatrics, this is the organization that sets the schedule for childhood vaccination, intoxication, depopulation. And so they are completely satanic. They are totally into the money. The people that we've exposed in those organizations, it was much like the World Health Organization with H1N1 last year, had 5 of the 15 decision makers persuading everybody on the emergency panel to mandate the H1N1 vaccinations for healthcare professionals. Well, in the last couple of days, likewise, the American Academy for Pediatric Physicians likewise mandates it and is advancing the mandate for H1N1 vaccinations this flu season again, and or the flu vaccine. And what they're predicting is a recombinant, because that's what they've seeded. And that is a recombinant between H1N1 and H5N1. They've loosed that out. Both of those viruses are circulating, and it is expected that they will recombine, and that's why they're going to come, like Novartis and the CDC. About 2 years ago, they came out with studies. They started to do their studies investigating a combination vaccination between H1N1 and H5N1. Just 2 weeks or 3 weeks before they announced the H1N1 pandemic in 2009, they claimed that they had a vaccine that was successful against H5N1, H1N1. So here they are, Johnny on the spot, ready for this coming fall season as they prepare you through propaganda to accept this vaccination, and they've got these organizations. And anyway, so read that first article, and then if you get to Medical Veritas, look down, I think it's the third article or fourth article in the chapter or table of contents at the bottom of the home page.
I also want to point out what's another interesting thing about Medical Veritas and some of the articles that I read on there, where there's these doctors that actually are handling cases of families where the baby gets vaccinated and then they want to accuse the parents of the child of giving them shaken baby syndrome, when the reality is that the death was caused by the vaccination. So that's the way they cover themselves, is by accusing the parents of shaking the baby too hard, and that was what caused the death of the child. So I want to let everybody know also out there is that if your child does die, God forbid, of a vaccination, it's hard to even go about getting out and saying, hey, like, look what happened to my child, and being someone who can be free, because they want to actually persecute parents.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's a sad thing. When I read those articles, Dr. Horowitz, that was really sad. That touched my heart. I wanted to reach out to all those parents out there that are being accused falsely of killing their children.
Yeah, that's right. It's very, very, very sad. And the statistics show that approximately 70% of the infants that are dying die within about 3 weeks of getting vaccinated, typically in the hospital, and they'll issue the hepatitis B vaccine. They'll begin injecting the children whose immune systems aren't even functioning optimally yet. And so this is complete insanity. And it is. It's kind of like when Jesus, you know, was crucified, he said, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." These medical deities, the medical doctors and the nurses in the hospital, they are Manchurian medical candidates. They're literally assassins. They are there to inject people, infect people, intoxicate people, induce diseases that then require more medical supervision and prescription, and then ultimately depopulation. Most profitably is the end result. The drug industrialists, which really run the government of the United States. I mean, you did fantastic work, Sherry, exposing the partnership for New York City and the links between the pharma media, big pharma, directing the mindsets of the propaganda, mainstream media, and who's really behind, you know, the Rockefeller allies. So you might want to just share a little bit about that. Before you do, let me just mention the Musical Cult Control article on medicalveritas.org is worthwhile everyone reading. And if you know anyone who plays piano or plays guitar or any instruments, if you know vocalists or musicians out there, please, please, please get them to Medical Veritas article, Musical Cult Control, and they will see them through the research that I did and that others did that I drew upon, how the A440 standard tuning is the most disease-inducing. It came out of war research, not peace and love and harmony research. And so go to Medical Veritas, the third article down, I think it's called Musical Cult Control, and you'll have a real great piece of information to share with musicians that will then compel them to think about retuning their instruments to 528 love.
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know we're at the top of the hour now, so I could go into the partnership for New York
City. Actually, no. What time have you got?
Seven, I have.
Oh, okay. Well, we better quit then. I want to thank you folks for listening to us tonight, and I praise you for anything that you can do to support us. Your prayers are greatly appreciated at this time. Also, anything that you can buy to support this ministry and this broadcast on Healthy World Store and Healthy World Affiliates. If you're not affiliate now, please become one. And we'll talk again next Tuesday night.
Thank you for joining us, everybody, and stay tuned for us next week at the same time, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.